Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And now, the question of what might be next for the Senate seat held by Senator Kennedy for 47 years. The Boston Globe reports this morning that no one in the Kennedy clan has yet stepped forward to declare an interest, including the person in the family most considered the likely family candidate, should there be a family candidate, former Congressman Joseph Kennedy. Joining us this morning to talk about this and the coming race for the seat is our analyst, political consultant Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Bob.
Do you see Joe as a likely candidate?
I really don't know what his intentions are, except that I think he had to have been impressed with what happened over the last 4 or 5 days, the outpouring of affection and regard for his uncle. Late uncle, and just the importance of what's called the Kennedy seat, what it has meant to Massachusetts for the last 5 decades. So I don't know if he's going to do it, but he wouldn't be human if he didn't think seriously about whether he should do it.
The Globe reports he's expected to make his decision soon. Do you think his timetable is soon?
I expect he will probably want to make his decision public as soon as he can, just to stop the speculation if he isn't going to run and to get a campaign underway if he is. And also, it would be the decent thing to do for those who are thinking about running, who might think twice if he were a candidate, people like Martha Coakley. There are 3 members of the delegation who might also be candidates. He might want to give them a little bit of opportunity if he's not going to run to get their campaigns in order, and if he is going to run, to make their minds up.
Well, let's talk about that. There are many people said to be interested in the seat. You've mentioned a bunch of them, members of Congress, Stephen Lynch, Michael Capuano, Ed Markey, State Attorney General Martha Coakley, possibly others. What happens to that field if Joe gets in?
Well, at this point, some of them are saying they will run regardless. I'm not sure I believe that. Once a Kennedy gets into a race like this, you know, it becomes that much more difficult to make phone calls and solicit support, especially since it's so close to Senator Kennedy's death. So they'd all have to take a hard look at whether this is going to be a useful exercise for them, and can they win?
You anticipated my next question. Should the outpouring for Senator Kennedy, the true public grief exhibited in the last few days, and support for the Kennedy family by thousands lining up to pay their respects to the senator here, hundreds more at Arlington National Cemetery yesterday on the first day of public viewing of the gravesite, give real pause to those who might challenge Joe if Joe decides to get in?
Yes, I expect they would have to think very hard about this, not only about their own chances, but about whether it would be a good thing to put the state through a bruising battle with a Kennedy over the Kennedy Senate seat.
Given the emotion, is challenging a Kennedy for this seat at this time maybe political suicide?
Well, I wouldn't call it suicide, but it could be politically damaging if you don't win. And this election is going to take place, we shouldn't forget, over the next 5 months. And so whoever it is that's thinking about it has got to be thinking getting a campaign together pretty quickly and then running a sprint. And the other factor in all this is going to be money. Can they raise money? Would it be appropriate to spend money on a campaign? When would you want to begin such a campaign? For Joe Kennedy, these things sort of take care of themselves. But if you're one of the non-Kennedy candidates or candidates-to-be, timing becomes very important.
And what about Vicky, the senator's widow, Victoria? Senators Orrin Hatch, Republican of Utah, and Christopher Dodd, Democrat of Connecticut, both said on a CNN program yesterday that they could support Vicky as an interim senator if Massachusetts actually passes a law that allows the appointment of an interim senator, as opposed to going directly to a special election to fill the seat, maybe as late as January. Do you see Vicky as either an appointed senator, or do you think that she might run in an election?
I think it's much more likely that she would accept an interim position appointed by Governor Patrick if the law is changed. and I don't see her running in a special election. She has given no hint that she is interested in either position, and I think we should take her at her word for the time being.
And do you see the Massachusetts legislature changing the law and giving Governor Patrick the power to appoint an interim senator?
If the legislature is going to act, they're going to have to do so soon. To wait several weeks or a month to make it possible for the governor to appoint someone on an interim basis, it seems to me to be silly. They really need to, if they're going to do this, let's do it right away. The idea that we need two votes is important. It's going to be important the minute the Congress gets back in session after September, and they may well be taking up health care reform. So it's important to have this done soon.
WBUR political consultant Dan Payne, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome, Bob.